I'm Ellen Sagas, sci-fi and fantasy writer from Nashville. I've got a couple of books coming out in 2024. It's Cascade Failure is the first one. Gravity Lost is the second. They're part of the Ambit's Run series. You can actually pre-order both books right now. I've got the links up over on the Bird app. You can follow me there at LM Sagas Writes.
This is a continuing episode of a series about LM Sagas's Cascade Failure. This title, Cascade Failure, what is that symbolic of?
You know, for the IT fans in the crowd, basically one thing goes wrong and then it causes another thing to go wrong and then another thing goes wrong and then another thing goes wrong. And basically you have this essentially a cascade of failures where one issue leads to this cataclysmic event. And really that's the situation that they have in Cascade Failure, right? You have a single string of code. You know, obviously it's more complicated than a single string of code, but essentially you have this computer code and it causes so much to go wrong because it's not just the code infects the terraforming systems. It's the code infects terraforming systems. And then you get all of the sort of consequences of that, not just what happens to that world, but what happens to the people. And then, you know, after what happens to the people, well, what does that mean in the context of this larger sort of trust and union where we're keeping eyes on each other, making sure that nobody's doing anything squirrely? Now we've got fingers getting pointed, which puts a strain on an already fairly tenuous socio-political structure, you know, for want of a better word. So it essentially snowballs into this, well, this could actually be a really big deal for the whole universe, you know, not just the individual planets that are impacted by this single bit of malicious code. This could have sort of universal implications, and sort of the mirror for that, because I like to play around with having sort of the big stakes, but also, you know, your small personal stakes. Sort of the mirror of that is, you know, one thing happens for one of the characters and you see how that sort of ripples out through that character's arc for the rest of the story. You know, whether it's, I mean, Hall is the pretty easy example. It's, I accidentally stepped on the wrong ship, which was that single inciting mistake, and seeing how that causes other things in his life to fail, you know, his quest to make it back home, and seeing how that triggers other events in his life. So that's sort of the origin of that name, is small beginnings that lead to sort of big realizations, big stakes, big implications, things like that. So that's really where that title comes from. It's just seeing how these things ripple outward. Because when you are dealing with something on a universal scale, it's like, how does this one small event have relevance? You know, why do we care about it if it's just on this one planet? And so it's showing that that one stone dropped in the water has these ripple effects that have a far more cosmic effect.
Yeah, that's really cool. Now, what are you doing after Cascade Failure?
Right now, sort of the big push after Cascade Failure is going to be Gravity Lost, because we really wanted to put the two books out very close together. You know, I am not a huge fan of waiting for next books in the series to come out. And I say that with full awareness, like, these things take time to write, you know, no shade or anything on the publishers or the authors. But, you know, I very much prefer to just be able to sit down and binge an entire series. And so we're trying, you know, obviously can't publish them at the same time, but, you know, with 3 or 4 months apart, we're trying to give people the opportunity. You know, you get Cascade Failure, you get in there, you get really familiar with the characters and you're familiar with the hierarchy, and then you're able to sort of transition pretty immediately into Gravity Loss while you still, you know, you care about the characters, you care about the universe, you're familiar with stuff that's going on. That's sort of the next big focus, is Gravity Loss and getting that ready to go, ready to publish, because it's a pretty tight timeline between Cascade Failure and Gravity Loss. I did not know how much stuff kind of goes into the back end of books. As sort of a reader, I didn't really realize how much stuff there was between writing the book, which on its own is an experience. It's challenge, it's rewarding, etc. But, you know, how much is between, hey, I finished my draft and I'm pretty happy with revisions, to get from that point to we have a finished book that we can put on the shelves. There's a lot that goes into that. So that'll definitely be my focus for the next little while. After that, I guess we'll wait and see. I mean, I'm very much a sci-fi writer through and through, although I do very much enjoy fantasy. So hopefully you guys will see more stuff from me and the sci-fi vein, maybe the fantasy vein. You know, that's sort of the next 2-year forecast. A lot of it has to do with this series right now and trying to make sure it gets the best start that it can. And then we will see.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a big commercial success between those two books, could there be a third? Is that kind of what you're thinking about? Or
it's one of those things. I think this series lends itself really well to continued exploration. You know, I originally wrote Cascade as sort of a standalone with that the Sherlock Holmes question mark, the end, and it transitioned into Gravity Loss. I do feel like, you know, I don't know for sure that there would be a third book, but I do feel like there's room in this universe for that to happen, and even room with this crew for that to happen, because these characters, despite having been a unit for a long time, they have a lot of growing to do. You know, obviously that's true for Hall, because we have this 3-year dark cloud. You know, no one really knows what happened but him. No one really knows what effect that had on him as a person. So he's got obviously some growing to do, but you also see these characters who thought that they were pretty settled in, you know, Nash and Saint and Owen, you know, they've been at this for a while and they thought that I am who I am. I know what the universe is like and I know my place in it. And we see them having to reevaluate that. And I think, as very much a character-based writer, I think that gives a lot of room for, you know, further books, further exploration, because these characters still have a long way to go.
Here's a short intro to Gravity Lost. After thwarting a space station disaster and planetary destruction, the Ambit crew thought turning Isaiah Dresden over to the Union would be the end of their troubles. Turns out it's only the start. Dresden is a walking encyclopedia of dirty secrets, and everybody wants a piece of him. The Trust, the Union, even the Guild. Someone wants him bad enough to kill, and with the life of one of their own on the line, the Ambit crew must jailbreak the very man they help capture and expose some of the secrets he's been keeping before it's too late. In the spiral, everything has a price. In their fight to protect what they love, Owen, Nash, Saint, and Hall will confront some ugly truths about their enemies and even uglier truths about their friends. But nothing will come close to the truths they'll learn about themselves. You can't always fix what's broken, and sometimes it's better that way.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ellen Sagas, a sci-fi and fantasy writer from Nashville. I've got a couple of books coming out in 2024. It's Cascade Failure is the first one. Gravity Loss is the second. They're part of the Ambit's Run series. You can actually pre-order both books right now. I've got the links up over on the Bird app. You can follow me there at LM Sagas Writes.
Check out the goodies in the show notes. There you will see content such as links to her book, Cascade Failure, and her webpage. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player. They're zipped right in there. Whenever your podcast player pulls in your subscription of Sci-Fi Thoughts. If you're not using a podcast player, go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there on the webpage, you will see show notes. This is the last episode of a series that started at episode 267. And if you missed any of those episodes, you can find them by going to your favorite search engine and type in Sci-Fi Thoughts Cascade Failure. And there it will take you to the album of episodes.